Hi.
Hello, bitches. Hello, warlocks. Hello, cocksuckers. Hello, everybody else in between.
I hope that you guys are doing better than me.
Yeah, I'm going to be carrying today because Sage is on a different planet right now.
I'm experiencing a crash out.
About a man that I told her to get over, but I'm also no help.
In the
empathy for romantic situationships.
You're better than Morgan, I'll give you that.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not trying to sleep with you. That's literally the only reason why, though.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Like, she literally posted a picture of us today, and then one of her... I can't even say exes, but, like, one of her, like...
I call him Mr. Big.
Mr. Big, yes.
He's been brought up on this podcast before.
Okay, Mr. Big. He said, is this a new boyfriend of yours? First of all, this is not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. It's happened, like, three times.
Literally last night. Girlies at the bar.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were talking about, like, him asking me if it was my new boyfriend, because it's happened to me, like, three times with three different people.
Oh, anyways, so this man, Mr. Big, asked... Sage via text whether or not that was a new boyfriend of hers, and she immediately archived the picture because you were embarrassed.
I just didn't want people to think I was launching someone because I had PTSD.
Launching my private account.
Yeah, you need to make your account public. That would solve all these problems.
Lucrezio with three O's. That's my account. I don't have a private account. What are you talking about?
Okay. Anyway. I also, no, because a year ago, I went wine tasting with my, like, completely platonic guy friend. He is straight, and he was single. We were both single at the time. But we went out wine tasting. I got so fucking hammered at Carlson Creek because they were giving us these large pours. And so I just, like, fully posted a picture of him and, like, tagged him. It looked like a hard launch. And then I was really embarrassed when I woke up the next morning.
I wouldn't be embarrassed by that, though.
I was embarrassed.
I don't know. Mr. Big, seeing me on your profile made him feel some type of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then I also saw that another guy unfollowed me. We're not going to talk about that. But there
that's
was,
why she's
That's the cause of the crash out.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a mood anymore, I decided.
The way that you were like, is there any way to figure out when someone unfollowed me?
Yeah, no. In the car on the way over here, I was calling MJ. Because she's like, I was like, if there is anybody that knows how to do that, it's her. And she was like, no, Diva, there's no way to tell when someone unfollowed you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, you should download that app I use.
Yeah.
It does tell me. It's not specific. It'll say, like, after a week. It'll just say 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
No, I need, like, the exact moment.
It won't.
Damn it.
It'll tell you within the week.
I'm going to call up Instagram headquarters.
I don't think they'll give you that information.
I don't think they give a fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to stop talking about this. What we were talking about also is that we were just talking about, like, shitty exes, and then on the phone with MJ, and she was like, do you remember when Bria's ex held her at gunpoint to take her to Ruth Chris Steakhouse?
I thought she was being serious.
No,
she was just... But yes, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, she, like, just manipulated the fuck out of her into taking her to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. But that got us talking about, like, restaurants as people, because... No, because then I was talking about my other friend that I was why I held her at gunpoint to go to Red Robin. I thought that it just matched her vibe, and I thought she would really like it. And then you were like, I would be so offended if you said that Red Robin matched my vibe.
Because what the fuck?
But she loved it. I was totally right.
Yeah.
And we had bottomless fries, and everyone was happy.
I'm glad you guys had a great time. But
what restaurant matches my vibe?
We go to the same places, so.
Yeah, but it has to be like a chain. So the people can know.
Olive Garden. I feel like they can accommodate.
Like breadsticks.
To literally, they have vegetarian options, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And they could, like...
No, I fucking love Olive Garden.
They could make you any vegetarian dish you wanted, probably.
Yeah, I went to Olive Garden, like, less than a week ago, which we'll get into.
I went, like, a month ago with my mom.
Yeah.
Very nostalgic.
I was also with my mom.
I hadn't been 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
No, the breadsticks are delicious. They taste like plastic, but... That's okay.
And, like, that weird salad that has...
I love the salad.
But it has, like, everything in it for some reason.
It's a very confusing salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The romaine's not even crispy. It's floppy and, like, falling apart, but it's so
it's, like, soaking wet.
Yeah, literally.
What in that restaurant matches your vibe? That's a chain. Melting Pot.
Never been. Is that, like, the fondue?
It's fondue, yeah. I don't think there is one here.
I feel like I've heard of this before.
Yeah.
I think there is one here.
We should go. It's really yummy.
But, like, fondue. I've never heard of fondue. Like, it's not my meat.
Not your niche. I love fondue. It's not your niche. It's been a long time since I've had it. Maybe that'll cure me of my crash out. Fondue. I think it might.
Isn't it expensive? I've heard it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, but we spent $250 on dinner last night. So.
We did. We went to Christopher's at Wrigley Mansion, and it actually slayed. I would go back again.
Yeah.
And I would spend... I spent $250, you spent $210, because you didn't want to leave extra gratuity.
There was an auto grant of 20%.
I just felt the need to pay it forward, because...
Well, that was really nice of you.
Because I've auto-granted things before, and people didn't realize it because they were so drunk, and then I made, like, a 50% tip because of it.
That didn't happen to me.
No.
Yeah. It was an amazing experience, though. Like, I would say that I've paid for a lot of expensive meal things, or me or somebody else in my presence has paid for it.
Yeah, and I feel like we got a decent amount of food.
Yeah, and it was, like, a solid experience. Like,
yeah, we had good wine.
I don't think I've ever experienced, like, quite that, like, echelon of service. And it was to the point where it made me a little bit uncomfortable. Because, like, they were like, here's, like, a thing for your jacket.
They brought you an ottoman.
For my
tableside for her jacket.
And I was like, well, I can just put it here. Like, it's fine. You just put it on the back of my chair.
Why wouldn't they just check your jacket? Like, they did
mine. Because I needed to have my vape in it. They tried. And I was like, no, I need that. Because I didn't have a purse.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have pockets, because I was wearing a dress. But yeah, like, the way, and also, I didn't know that this was a thing until literally, we'll talk about the wine party too, but, like, the wine party that we went to on Sunday night, chilling the glass with liquid nitrogen, I'd never seen anybody do that before, and then they did it at the wine party, and then again, at Wrigley Mansion.
Yeah, and plus, it's liquid nitrogen, so duh, but it was so jarring just to see them, like, swirl it in the glass, and then just throw it.
Yeah.
They literally were like, swirl, and liquid nitrogen.
They threw it on a person.
They threw it on the chef, yes. Yeah. And then, like, but at the wine party, they just threw it up against a wall.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it just, like, fizzles away right away, but still.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. I think that we should normalize that as a party trick.
Yeah. The glass of champagne. That took $80 off our bill.
Oh, yeah, because Ezio did his thing where he just befriends, like, everyone all the time. And so the owner of the nice restaurant that we went to comped our champagne.
Yeah.
And it was $40 a glass. So I'll take it.
It was lit. We got extra desserts, too.
Oh, yeah, they did give us extra dessert. And they made me little special vegetarian dishes that weren't on the menu. That was very kind of them.
Oh, yeah. Each course, too. Yeah, no, highly recommend.
Christopher's.
I need to go back there for live jazz. They also do live jazz there on Thursday nights.
You do. You should finesse your way to singing there.
I should. It would be fun. I think the first step is working there.
Yes.
I don't know. But I also do like where I'm at.
I'll take your job.
I honestly... That'd be, like, such a great, hey, so I'm leaving.
But I have a perfect candidate lined up for you.
I don't know. I'm starting a new job and also going back to school at the same time. Oh, I'm going back to school. I don't know if I mentioned that. I don't think I have. I'm finishing my engineering degree. I say that I'm, like depressed about it. Like, it's been 3 years too long. Should have graduated 3 years ago, but I'm just gonna put my head down and finish it, because am I gonna use it right away? Probably not, but it'll be really cool to be like, yeah, I have an engineering degree, and that opens up a whole other realm of jobs that I can apply to if I'm ever feeling saucy one day.
You're gonna be the first engineer that I like.
No, they have a stereotype that's going around, or that is around, that they're just weird. They usually are weird.
They're either weird or boring, or both. In my experience.
But when you say that they're boring, though, because...
Yes.
They're boring surface level, because they probably just don't have the social skills to be able to express who they are. That's true. It comes off as boring.
Yeah. But you then, know? Like, some of them that I've gotten to know better just turn out to be, like, dicks. So I was like, okay. That's not going to be you.
It wouldn't suspend disbelief to assume that... Engineers have big egos.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Like, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the trumpet players of the STEM world.
All right. Let's move on to some other topics. Okay. what I did last week. I went to LA again for my sister's graduation. I watched them walk across the stage, and then I immediately ran out of there because it was cold as fuck.
Yeah, you got your video, and you...
And I dipped, yeah.
You were done.
I went to my favorite little wine bar in LA, Triangle Wines. If you are ever in the Westchester area, you should definitely check them out. Favorite small business. But we had drama occur.
At the wine bar?
No, in LA.
Oh.
So, basically, my family was all supposed to be staying in an Airbnb. And then me and my sister were just, like, bored and, like, rotting and wanted to just go sit in the hot tub at the Airbnb. So we checked in before my mom. Before she even got to LA. First thing I noticed, smoke detector alarm is chirping. You know how when they're almost out of batteries, they start to chirp? Yeah. And the funniest part of that is, like, in all of this, like, I was messaging the host about that. But MJ literally goes, well, that's just, like, how ghetto houses are. Like, the smoke detectors just chirp. That's how you know they're working. And I was like, Levi, I love you so much, but that's not what it means. It means that the battery's almost dead.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm just used to it. I was like, okay, that's scary. Because this house was in Inglewood, which is also referred to as Inglehood. It's very close to SoFi Stadium, which is probably why it was a nice Airbnb in and of itself. But there was the chirping smoke alarms, and then me and Bree were just like, okay, fuck it, whatever, let's just go in the hot tub. So we did. We also noticed that it was stinky when we first got there, but I just, like, opened some windows.
I mean, huge turnoff, though.
I hate it to be
stinky. Because then you're sleeping in that.
In the stink, yeah. But then my mom, so I was, like, contacting my mom about all this, and also the Airbnb host. Like, I was taking initiative, right? I was like, I'm going to take it. I call her. Oh, I had also tried to make, like, a coffee and, like, use the little coffee creamers that they had, and they were all rotten. And so that was upsetting. But then by the time my mom gets there, she was also, like, battling LA traffic. She was having the biggest meltdown I've ever seen. She was, like, storming around the house, taking pictures of, like, every single little thing that was wrong with the Airbnb.
Carrie Karen'd out.
Carrie had a Karen moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every single little thing, including leaves on an outdoor patio set. And I was like, Mom.
That's probably, like, the only thing that wouldn't hold in a court of law.
Like, yeah. I was like, Diva, they can't control that.
Yeah.
And but what was funny is, like, the Airbnb host responded in the group chat to that photo with just, like, a laughing emoji. Like, they were just like, are you serious?
The one at the table with the leaves on it. Yeah.
But anyway, she called them and she was being such a dick that they gave the money back. But, like, her biggest issue, which was valid, was that, like, she thought that the smell was a natural gas smell, that there was maybe a gas leak.
Yeah.
And then my sister started freaking out because of that and being like, I'm lightheaded. I don't know, that could have been, like, the placebo effect. I didn't get lightheaded or anything. I got a headache because I was hungry and all I wanted to do was go to dinner and we were having this meltdown. But anyway, they gave us our money back. And then we're like, fuck it, let's go to Olive Garden while we find a new Airbnb. We go to Olive Garden. All is well in the world. And then my cousin actually saved the day because she works for a major hotel chain. And so she, like, booked us hotel rooms with a discount. And we just ended up staying in a hotel. But
nice.
It was such a mess. I hated it.
LA, though.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has a... Even when I was in LA, I was just all over the place.
What happened?
Well, I was there for that acting casting that I auditioned for.
Yeah.
And I was in this Airbnb. It was an apartment that was converted into, like, an Airbnb. I'm going to call it an Airbnb brothel because there was 4 Airbnbs inside of one apartment.
But they were just, like, single rooms?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the one that had its own bathroom, thank God. But I
would have crashed out.
I literally thought it was its own apartment, one-bedroom apartment, because of the listing. It just didn't say that it was.
It should just say private room.
It didn't say that, though. I don't remember it saying that.
Yeah, it's weird because a bed and breakfast is acceptable, and that's, like, essentially what it is. Like, you get a bedroom in a home with multiple bedrooms.
Yeah.
But that's different because it's, like, an old granny that's, like, taking care of you. And
yeah, well, and plus, I was excited to be in my own apartment and, like, have access to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And be able to, like, grip a shop. Like,
did you not have kitchen access?
There was kitchen, but there was also 3 other bedrooms with people in them.
You could have befriended them.
I was also going to be cooking in the middle of the night because that was when I was home.
Oh, okay. I would have just fucking done it anyway.
I mean, I didn't. I've lived in an apartment where walls are thin.
Yeah.
Even with neighbors. and they're in the same apartment as me. I would just feel bad.
My poor roommate, sometimes I'll be, like, cooking up. One time I cooked risotto at, like, 2 in the morning, and it was so loud.
Risotto's great, though. Why was it loud?
It was, like, crackling as it was cooking.
Really?
Yeah. And what? I felt bad, but I was just, like, in too deep at that point. Like, I had the fish cooking.
You just had to keep going. Yeah.
I'm sorry that you experienced an Airbnb brothel. You should have summoned Carrie to yell at them.
Nobody was like, it wasn't an actual brothel. Like, I didn't hear, like, sex through the walls or anything. It was fine. But,
yeah, no, I know.
And I would assume that people would be, I'm assuming that people would keep it cute when they walk in and assume and see that it's a full-on
shared situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are fucking weird. But, yeah, I have Airbnb horror stories.
That's the only one I can think of, and it wasn't even that bad. I literally was just there to sleep, so yeah. I didn't have any complaints. It was like, whatever.
One time this was actually a VRBO, but we checked in, and we were reading, like, the house rules, and it said, no blank in the beds, which we can all figure out what that means, but, like, on the actual, rules, it was, like, no, I'm sure it was, like, sex, but in the bed, but it was just written as blank on the rules, and I'm like, wait, how would they know?
How would you control this? Yeah.
Yeah, how would you control this?
Who knows?
There could be hidden cameras. That's one of my fears, hidden cameras in Airbnbs and hotels.
I've never checked because I'm too scared, and I'm gonna, like, freak out if I find one.
Yeah, but if you find one, then you can sue them and get money.
I know, I just, like, how do you check again? With, like, your phone flashlight, and then if you see, like, a red reflection?
I don't know, I don't,
coming,
like,
out of a camera, it's coming from a camera, right?
I don't, like, check, like, in any scientific way like that, but there was, like, a Shane Dawson video where he, like, rented a hotel room and bought a bunch of, like, the hidden camera devices that you can buy on Amazon and just, like, put them in the motel room and then tried to have his friends find them. And so, like, I just look for stuff like that could have it. Like, my biggest fear is a shower head. Because you can buy it. It's literally on Amazon, a shower head with a hidden camera in it.
On Amazon?
He bought all of them on Amazon. Amazon should not sell those things because there is no, like, non-weird reason to have a showerhead camera.
Unless if you're, like, filming a porno, like, even then, it's, like, a weird
angle.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because they just, like, mount and it's just, like, with the person's, like, from their head.
Yeah.
So.
Really weird.
They find, like, hidden cameras in toilets. It's like, why do you want to watch somebody poop?
At that point, it has to be, like, a prank. If you find a hidden camera inside of a toilet, it has to be just, like, a joke. No?
People are so fucking weird.
Why is it always the weird ones get into politics?
Because they're weird and narcissistic and yearn for power. Like, that
I
is...
I actually know one person who's trying to get into politics who's, like, actually really cool.
How do we know, though? Because I thought that guy was cool.
He's gay, and I went to high school with him. He was actually a very, very nice person. Like, someone that even... I mean, I like to think of myself as a nice person, but, like, when I meet someone who's, like, oh, they're nice and, like, super, super headstrong and committed to whatever it is that they're doing in life, like, it's very rare to find someone where you're like, oh my god, this person is so inspiring, I want to be more like them.
Yeah.
That's hard to come by.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? And
that's how I feel about Miss JB.
Slay. No, yeah. Businesswoman.
That's
of
the owner.
The century.
Of, yeah, Wrigley Mansion and Jamie's Bottle Shop.
Yeah. But, no, this, like, he's going to Harvard now. He got into Harvard. He started there. His fall semester, I believe, is going to be, like, he just finished his first year at Harvard, pretty sure. But I'm assuming it's a master's or a doctorate program. But that bitch is, like, committed to the bit, like, getting into politics, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And would totally be, like, a future trailblazer for...
I'll vote for him.
Yeah. I'll let you know when he's running or if he does. But
he's got my vote.
Yeah, no, he slays.
Do you ever think about, like, how, maybe I'm psychotic, but life progresses. One of the ways that I cope with people that I, like, have done me dirty or just, like, weird stuff is, like,
where are you
just,
going with this?
Oh, just, you know how, like, you have ex-friends, ex-people that, like, you have animosity towards? I just am, like, I just need to, like, sit here and chill and wait for things to happen. Or if I get famous, like, I will be haunting them forever, obviously.
You won't even have to do any work.
Yeah, and I just won't even, like, have to do anything. That's, like, the best revenge is a life well lived. But it's just, like, you feel like such crap now. But, like, if you just, like, wait 10 years, like, everything is going to change.
Like, all famous people, I feel like at some point during interviews, they always get the question, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago. Sir, that's not the right way to phrase that question, but...
Your former self.
And they always say, just shut up. Like, it's going to happen. Just wait.
Yeah.
They always say that, right? Or yeah. Something along those lines.
Oh, so, like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I have nothing else to lose at this point, so I'm just, like, hope that...
I think my main motivation for wanting to be famous is, like, haunting the narrative. Because
like, narrative?
Like, the everybody people, that did me
the
dirty.
The people that are canceled
The
in
people
your eyes.
That are canceled in my eyes. And I have a lot of them dating back to high school.
I don't know. I feel like for me it's power. And I would love to be... Not a pawn, because
you want to be a pawn in someone else's schemes?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like... Saying that I'm a pawn insinuates that I'm a part of someone else's scheme or can be used for certain things, but I want to be so powerful that...
You just want to fuck you money.
I want to be untouchable. It's not even about the money.
Or like, just like, fuck you,
even Laura. Even when it comes to... Like, I just think about it. If I was to become famous, there would be a horde of people that would deny my existence and rather it just not be there, period. Do you know
what do you mean? Like, ops?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everybody has haters, yes, of course, but I fear, actually, that, I don't know, maybe this is just, like, a horrible assumption for me to make, but I fear that the far right would hate my ass.
I don't think
and
they
that,
would
like,
even, like,
and
know
that,
about
like,
you.
I'm pushing the woke agenda.
You're not, though.
Okay, but, like,
you're just
if
being
I,
yourself.
If I get famous for modeling,
you're
I'm,
just
I'm gonna
being
be,
yourself.
No, but some people don't know how to tell the difference, so.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, this is the woke agenda.
Well,
like,
fuck them.
Men can't wear corsets or whatever. And just like, I'm just, yeah.
How did you feel when Harry Styles wore a dress?
Well, it was an ugly dress, so I hated
that
it.
That was perfect response.
I hated it. So, I don't know. If you're gonna slay, like, you need to,
like slay.
You need to slay, and you need to act the part.
Oh. Yeah. I loved that
And
response.
Plus, also, he was, like, queer baiting for a very long time. I still feel like he is.
That's not what I was gonna say. If he's, be who you are for your pride, then hell yeah, but he's a straight man. And
as far as we know,
as
I guess. But
people think that...
People think what? But
they don't actually think this, but have you seen the TikTok edits of him and Obama?
No. No, I haven't.
I'm on a very strange side of I don't see the news. I only see TikTok edits of Joe Biden and Harry Styles.
It can't be worse, truly, than like, the edits of, like... Squidward eating like SpongeBob's pussy or something. Have you seen that?
No.
There's like memes that I've seen. Not edits, they're just memes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I don't like that. It can't be that bad.
But yeah, no. Honestly, is Harry Styles okay? I haven't heard from him in a very long time.
I have no idea. He's probably sad about his bandmate passing away.
Liam Payne.
Yeah.
That happened so long ago. We're so late to actually talking about that, but.
Well, maybe he's
that's
sad.
Crazy. Do you think he's writing an album about him? Were
maybe.
They in love, just as everybody said they were?
Maybe.
Was it him and Liam, or was
no
it
idea.
Him? And, no, there was somebody.
I only know about him and Obama.
There was somebody else. There was a whole clan on Tumblr that was shipping Harry Styles and one of the other mates. I know you bitches know what I'm talking about.
Well, comment. Let us know.
Why am I forgetting though?
I don't care enough to look it up. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna look it up either. I'm just gonna waste time. But no. Yeah, it's sad. Because what if they were?
Maybe they were in love.
Maybe.
I hope they were in love.
It was sad.
No, because that would
also,
make it worse
like,
for
him. The. I don't want to, like, conspiracize, but I mean, for me, the way that he passed away, I was like, was he just, like, partying? You know what I mean? And he just took it too far.
Wait, what was the, like, verdict? Did people say it was suicide or?
I don't believe it was a suicide.
Or was it an accident?
It was an accident. I think it was a freak accident. He fell off a balcony. And I'm not sure if there was, like, drugs in his system or if that information was released at all or anything, but, like, he passed away where? It was, like, some sort of, like, island country, right? I feel like it was, like, Central America or something.
Okay.
That's just what I'm...
Like, a weird location.
That's just what I remember.
That's
like,
sus.
Like, it sounds like a vacationing spot. It sounded like a vacationing spot. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there's conspiracy theories about this.
There
has to
I'm
be.
I'm sure there are,
there's
but...
conspiracy. About everything.
Yeah, but I definitely don't think it was like an inside job or anything. I wouldn't go down that.
Yeah.
Route. But,
because what would be the motivation?
Just, it happened so suddenly and so brazenly that I was like, there's no. And then the context of him being like in a vacation spot, falling off a balcony, he wasn't by himself. No.
You think he was murdered?
No, I think it was.
Just like partying too hard?
I think he just took it too far one night. And then it makes me think, well, shit, like, it could happen to us literally. Like, we could fall off the rooftop
Don't
at Rock Bar.
Manifest that.
Why do you think we never sit by the edge of
the
balcony?
The gate is really high. That is too tall for me to fall off of.
Not for me, though. I could easily, like...
Okay, well, I'll stand next to it.
But we're never over there anyways, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, like, people... That could happen. People could take it too
well,
hard.
Well, I think
just,
it can
like,
happen.
Get rocked
we could,
off.
We could die via partying too hard, or we could win the Powerball.
We could die on the way home.
We're not manifesting that.
I'm not. I'm just saying we could.
Yeah, no, anything's possible.
First of all, cars are coffins on wheels.
Like, yeah.
Whenever I'm driving anywhere, I'm just sitting there. I'm always thinking that. Oh, I'm in a metal torpedo moving at 90 miles an hour on the 202.
I never think that.
Well, makes you a better driver when you do think about it.
Safest car on the road, so I'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. She drives a Tesla, by the way. Cancel her.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
I bought it in 2021, okay? And also, I don't even care. I would buy another one because my purchase of one Tesla does not affect Elon Musk. Well, that car is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is fun to drive. It's weird, though, that when you let go of the gas, it starts to brake immediately. That's just because electric.
I was going
to
say, that's all
like, that's
EVs.
Just how.
Yeah. And I had a Fiat 500e before. I had another electric car. And that was a death trap. Because it was
the
like...
Fiat, is that the little Pinto bean car?
Yes.
Actually, I love those cars.
No,
I got
that car.
I had a Fiat as a rental when I went to Napa for the first time for my training. And I loved driving to the PC in that thing. I felt like such a little bougie bitch.
Yeah.
The sunroof open. Like, it was just me against the world in my little Pinto bean.
I feel like Fiats are like, they're like so diva, but they're so cheap.
Yeah, they always sound like they're going to fall apart when you're driving in them, even though they're perfectly fine.
No, so imagine your little Pinto bean with an electric engine.
Is it powerful?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It went 0-60 in like 5 seconds, which isn't like... super, super fast. Like, I think my Tesla is like 2.5 seconds, 0-60, which is fast.
But in a tiny ass car,
but
that feels insane.
But it's a golf cart.
Yeah, actually, that's a really great comparison. It's
and,
a little smaller, probably, than a golf cart.
Yeah, and so it would like, I would accelerate on the freeway, because that's a perk of an electric car, right? You can like accelerate quickly up to the speed limit, or however fast you want to go.
You're doing wheelies in that
thing. No, it's crazy. Should we answer?
No. You want to put her on blast right now?
Yeah.
In front of everyone in the world? In
yeah.
front of God on this Wednesday evening?
Gracie, you're on the podcast. What do you have to say?
Oh? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm not funny right now.
Okay, give us an update on you stabbing yourself with a dirty needle at work.
Wait, what?
So, I'll give the backstory. So, Gracie called me on, like, Monday, and she works in a dental office. And apparently she accidentally stabbed herself with a dirty needle, so she had to go get tested. HIV, hepatitis, like all the demons. So, do you have HIV? Are we okay?
No AIDS.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great.
That's all that matters.
Hepatitis B, but they said I'm not immune to hepatitis B, whatever the fuck that means, so I have to go back.
I don't understand what any of that means, but... But I wish you the best, and also I just wanted to tell you that I went to the dentist this morning, and it made me want to kill myself, so you're really strong for working in a dental office.
Yeah, I said that every day.
Also, is fluoride valid?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Is fluoride, like, valid?
Yeah.
Is it good,
yeah.
Is it good for the world?
Yeah,
no.
In moderation, you don't want to have a lot of it, but a little bit of it is good for your teeth. It kills, like, the bad bacteria.
I tried to put fluoride on my teeth this morning, and I was just like, no, thank you. And then she was like, are you opposed to fluoride? And I was like, actually, yes, I am. Because the spiritual divas on TikTok are like, it like fucks with a part of your brain that like cuts off your access to spiritual shit.
What the fuck?
Look, I'm going to send you TikToks, Gracie.
Okay.
Wait, why are you calling, though?
The world.
Are you crashing out?
Probably.
Okay.
What does that mean?
We'll call you after the pod.
Okay, bye. Have fun. Thanks for letting me join.
Of course.
You're gonna put her on blast. You answer. She's like, I'm not funny right now.
I wanted an update on her needle story.
Oh, too. Well, she's fine though, right?
Yeah, she's fine. But the last
she found
time
out she's not immune to hepatitis B.
I don't even know what hepatitis B is.
I know it's like a blood infection, but I don't know what it does to you.
All I know is that she called me on Monday and she was like, bitch, I've had the worst day ever. And I was like, what happened? And she was like, I stabbed myself with a dirty needle. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty fucking...
I will say she works in a dental office, and I would be more weary if I was stabbed with a dirty needle from the street versus dental office. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, you never know who's coming to your dentist's office and what they have.
And they work, or she works in McMinnville, Oregon, which is like, my dad used to call it McMethville. Like, it's like,
oh,
not deep.
I guess it's not deep. Not deep. Where are you? Remember yesterday?
I was showing you maps.
Yes, she was showing me maps of Oregon, and she was, first of all, we were at Christopher's. I don't know what the fuck was up with the acoustics in that room, but like when you were talking to me, I could not hear you at some points during our conversation.
I heard you.
The table was big.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there was just something about
that
room.
Let's leave them a bad review. No, I'm totally,
no,
I'm completely kidding.
No, this isn't Christopher's fault. This is probably my fault. But I had 2 glasses of wine in me at this point. Not even.
Well, you had a couple.
It was
too.
At the beginning of the, we shared it.
No, we didn't. I had one sip.
We still shared it.
Don't
but, anyways, no. So, Sage was telling me that she's from Newburgh, Oregon. And I was like, I heard Newburgh, like Youberg. Newburgh. And then she kept saying Newburgh. And she would get closer. And then I actually heard her say Newburgh. And I was like, wait, Newburgh? Is that, I was so confused.
I had to pull up pictures and be like, no, this is the welcome to Newburgh sign.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Well, you should know about Newburgh because of wine.
I don't know about Newburgh. I have yet to have Oregon wine that says Newburgh on it.
A lot of them do.
Like, bottled and produced
in
Newburgh.
Newburgh,
like
Dundee, and
what was the other
McMinnville.
One that was like... I've seen McMinnville.
McMinnville's a bigger town.
The table next to us had that bottle of Martin Woods.
And
it
I was
said McMinnville.
And I was like, yeah, McMethville. I have a friend that works in a dental office there.
Oh my god. We didn't even talk about this.
You're right, we totally
didn't. Who cares?
Didn't.
Nobody really cares. You guys don't care. But for
no,
those...
it's for the bit, you have to tell us.
Okay, for the bit.
I'm sorry guys, I was
crashing out. The only reason we have this fucking podcast in the first place, whatever. Okay, Giacomo Grimaldi. It's an Italian Sauvignon Blanc from the Longhe region. Longhe is Piedmont?
I don't know if I
want. I think it's Piedmont.
It's what?
Piedmont, Italy.
Yeah, sounds right.
Longhe, because they have yellow and shit there. But I bought this because I've never seen Sauvignon Blanc from this region in Italy. Northwestern?
I'm sorry, as soon as you started talking about that, I had, like, traumatic flashbacks to a job.
Which one? Talk about it.
So, this was in Newburgh.
Newburgh, yes. I know what Newburgh is now.
He has to know. I'm going to take him there and make him suffer. But anyway... Because Newburgh sucks. The wine.
Wow, can't wait to check it out. Thank you for selling it.
The wine is great, but everything else sucks. No, I used to work at this restaurant. Oh, hey guys. And
I'm not watching this. Do you think they
are? It's actually like a great restaurant. The food's great, the wine's great, but it was Italian wine in the middle of the Willamette Valley wine country. And anyway, my boss, like at the time, I think he was fantastic for customers, and so I'm not like dogging on that. And honestly, I probably had no business doing this job at this point in my life. I didn't know anything about wine, and it was a really, like, wine-centric business. And I was 19, so, like, how would I know? Yeah. But there was always, like, a worker shortage in Oregon, so I got the job, whatever. Anyway, he always used to go, Piemonte! And so I got traumatic flashbacks.
So Piemonte doesn't exist to you because of that? Or, like, what?
It, like, exists too much. It's like, it has a personality and a face. You would love that place. We're totally gonna go there.
I love that place. If that's the only redeeming entity in Newburgh, Oregon, then yeah, I would love to go check it out.
There's a few, like, there's
actually...
Are we
gonna go pick blackberries, too?
We can do you pick blackberries. There's, like, 5 good restaurants, but it's like, if you live there, you don't really, like... It's so weird. The culture in Oregon is so weird. Like, the people that live... in the Willamette Valley, like, do not interact with wine country for the most part. It's like its own separate, like, community. Like, I only knew one person that made wine in my entire time.
That's so crazy, because when I was in Napa, literally... Well, then again, Napa did win the Judgment of Paris, whatever, in the 70s, so I feel like...
Napa's a bigger deal, for sure.
They just have... They're just sucking their own dicks all the time, I feel.
I agree.
I feel. But, no, every single restaurant, every... Literally anything that could sell, any establishment that could sell alcohol, there was 90% of the list was Napa Valley wine. 90%.
Well, that was a thing. Like, we did a lot of Oregon wines being sold in.
But it was the Italian wines that were, like.
That was just at that one place.
Oh.
But I guess what's just, like, weird to me is that it took me till I was, like, right before I was moving. So I was, like, 21, 22. And then, like, started to, like, dial into this and real shit. I live in, like, kind of a destination for people. And I started, like, finding all these restaurants and stuff that were, like, actually really cool. But it was just weird because the people that lived there, like, the communities that I was, like, nobody talked about it. There is a world-renowned restaurant in Dayton, Oregon, which was about 20 minutes from where I lived. World-renowned for, like, truffles. Like, it's and it was...
Oh, don't they grow out there? Yeah.
But it was just, like, a truffle restaurant. I went there one time in my life. It was so fucking good.
I've heard, like, one of the best meals you can have is soft scrambled eggs with truffles sprinkled over top of them.
That sounds delish.
I've heard that's, like, the best experience, like, known to man. So I've heard. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You didn't even bring up your little, like, secret interview that you had.
I had a secret interview? Oh, yeah, with Rob's 10K, or 10K friends, or whatever.
Yeah. Tag it. I DM'd him. I'm going to do one, too.
Yeah.
He DM'd me back.
Oh, Rob.
I haven't responded, though.
Basically, there's this just, like, random man, and... his, like, life goal is to speak or meet 10,000 people and just talk to them for an hour each. And then I think he meets people in person, too. And so maybe it's longer than an hour for them. But for me, it was over Zoom, so it was an hour. But that's just his project. And I didn't really know what the fuck was going on. But I DM'd him literally 5 years ago in 2020. And it took him 5 years to respond to me. Obviously, I'd completely forgotten, like, probably the next day. Because it's, like, I probably saw a TikTok and was like, oh, that's cool. DM'd him, like, hey. And it literally said in my DM, hey, live in Oregon if you're ever in the Pacific Northwest and want to meet. And then he responded to me, and I was like, well, I live in Arizona now, but, like, let me know.
It's crazy. Wait, it took him 5 years to respond
yeah,
to you?
They always come back.
It took him 5 hours to respond to me.
Oh,
that's crazy. No, please feel special. No, it was cool. It was cool. Like, it's a really, really cool concept, especially he's a keynote speaker, right?
Yeah, so I was like, it really isn't an interview. And in fact, like, before I started, like, the interview, he sent me, like, a little, like, blog post that he had made that was like, this actually isn't an interview at all. It's just a conversation. I just want to meet people. And I was like, okay, Deeves, like, I'll ask you questions too. And so obviously I did. But, like, my main question for him was, like, is this your full-time, like, and how do you make money off of this? And he was like, yes, I do this full-time. I talk to 4 or 5 people a day, which is, like, slay. Like, I would love to just sit and talk to people for 5 hours straight. And
we do that at bars.
I know, but he just gets to, like, sit in his living room and rot.
Would you rather rot in your living room or in a bar?
In a bar.
Mm.
Never mind.
Yes.
I think I have regained love for my profession. Anyway, I was like, how do you make money? Because he only has, like, 40,000 followers on Instagram, which isn't, like, you could do brand deals and stuff off that, but he doesn't. Like, I was, like, stalking him before. And he was like, no, I became a keynote speaker. And I was like, what do you speak about? And it was like, oh, like, the importance of connection and stuff. And then I just started ranting about how, like, bars are, like, the only place that still exists where people talk to strangers, and, like, how I kind of experience that every day, and how it's cool, and whatever. And
he thought that was so profound too when you...
I don't think he posted that part.
Well, no, but you mentioned privately between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, how he was like, I never thought of that.
Yeah, he did, but that was, like, profound. I was like, and I don't even think it's because of the alcohol. I mean, it helps, but I think it's just because it's socially acceptable. Like, even if you go to a bar sober, like, no one's gonna question you for talking to a stranger.
Yeah.
Because
think about it, even if you walk into a regular restaurant.
Yeah.
You're not going to go up to a random table while
no.
they're eating. Hey, what's your name?
But I feel like when, like,
what are you
our parents were younger, like, grandparents. I'm trying to think. So my grandparents met at a bar, but my parents met in a grocery store. No one is brave enough to do that.
My parents were high school sweethearts.
That's cute.
I feel like I've told you that before.
Yeah, I knew that about you, but I don't think that they knew that.
Oh, yeah. Kelly and Christina going strong.
Peter and Carrie going strong.
Yeah. I said that with such confidence. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to say it like that, but...
I guess the point is, like, talk to strangers, like...
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Like, one of the best places to meet people, you, I'm sure, could talk about could talk ad nauseum about this. Airport bars.
I love talking to people at airport bars.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the only redeeming quality of an airport, because everything else is hell, except for the airport bar and the nursing room. And you know what?
In the airport?
In the airport.
Because you can vape in it?
If you have boobs and also like to vape, vape jail, nursing room, because and I feel no guilt, because no, it's not like anyone was like waiting in line. Like, of course, if I like heard someone come up,
if there was somebody waiting in line, if there was a line for the nursing room, I'm sure you would go to the women's room and just sit in the stall.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, 100%. But like,
why didn't you just do that though?
Because there was a line for the bathroom.
Oh.
And also it's stinky.
In the, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
is there a toilet in the nursing room, or it's
no,
just
it's
a nursing
literally
room?
Just like a seat and then like hand sanitizer, and there's a mirror for some reason. I don't know why you need a mirror for that, but and then like a changing table for a baby.
Okay.
And it was very clean, just like a little pod. And please don't cancel me for
vaping
in the nursing room.
I love how you
room.
Walked into a nursing room without a baby.
No one was like, no one could see me.
I know, but still, just.
Do you know what pumping is?
If... Yes.
Okay. I could have been doing that. They don't know.
But you don't have a bag.
I had a backpack. There could be a pump in there.
I don't believe you. Like, I really don't. I think you went onto... She's... This bitch is... She never carries a bag around, ever. She's the type B friend.
I had a backpack because I... Like, that was my luggage.
But, like, part of me just believes that you just get onto a Frontier flight in the clothes that you're wearing, and you come back in the same clothes. Like, you wear the same clothes every day.
I would fucking do that.
You would fucking do that.
Like, I need clean underwear. I'm not that gross.
But, like, those could fit in your pockets of the pants that you're wearing.
You know what? You're so right. I'm gonna do that next time.
Yeah.
I will be freed from the shackles of a bag.
I'm kidding. Like, it's just so weird for me to even think. You own a backpack? Like, dead ass, actually.
I actually stole it from my mom, but yeah.
That's a cup.
She accepted it.
The carry-on that I have is from my parents. It's passed down to me. It wasn't passed down, I think I stole it.
Have I ever told my, like, Frontier Airlines crash-out story on here?
You have so many of them, and I have none. Actually, that's what's different between us.
I have one main one, though, where I almost got banned.
Because of complaining, or what?
Because I was being a dick. But
yeah,
they deserved it. So
what'd you do?
Here we go.
Okay.
I roll up to San Diego Airport. I was flying back to Oregon to like, deal with some shit that I didn't want to deal with.
Mr. Big.
This shit. So anyway, I have my grandma kindly, this is like one of the nicest gifts I've ever received, gifted me a like roller bag that is designed to fit in the seat in front of you. Which is like diva as hell, right? But Frontier Airlines hates that. I've flown, and before this, I had flown on Frontier Airlines like a bunch of times. I fly a lot, so.
I fly a lot.
It's just because my family like doesn't live here, so whenever I like need to see them, I fly. But anyway. Okay, sorry.
No.
I fly Frontier a lot. I feel like I need to practice.
Yeah, it's not like it's like
yeah.
a PJ or anything.
Yeah. It's not a flex. I don't like flying. I hate it.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift taking 20-minute flights on her PJ?
Hell yeah, diva. I would do it too.
You know what? It's like... Anyways, so you were flying to meet your family. Frontier.
I had to deal with some shit. And so then...
Oh, that too.
It was already like Demonville. Like, I wasn't happy for the reason that I was traveling. If anyone that's listening to this has been to like the San Diego airport, like poor person terminal... It fucking sucks. It's like...
Poor person.
Yeah, because it's just Frontier and, like, Spirit and Southwest in one terminal, and it's packed. And then the other terminal, there's only two. This, like, blissful, like, heavenly, like, peaceful... Amazing. But no, they just pack you, all the poor people, in together in this Frontier Airlines / the other one's terminal. And so it's, like, already suffering. And, you know, I resorted to when I lived in San Diego and I had to fly Frontier all the time. I would literally go get past security and then hide in the bathroom and put the toilet seat down and just sit there. Because that was the only seat that was available. Like, usually you can find a seat, like, on the floor. I was okay with sitting on the floor. There wasn't even seats available on the floor. And then if you go try and sit at the bar, they're like, you have to buy something. And I was like, I don't want to buy anything. It was just terrible. And so I, like, go to board this flight with my little...
You sat at a bar and didn't buy anything?
When I go to airport bars, I'm not trying to sound... I get these for free from one of my cards, but it's usually from lounges, which I don't have to pay for the drinks.
You just keep digging. You keep digging yourself a bigger hole.
The flying frontier. I feel like that's...
Like, I get free drinks at bars.
I do get free drinks at bars.
You do.
But...
Okay.
I get to the point. Yeah. I try to board this flight. This fucking bitch is...
Did it not fit in the thing, though?
I was being such a demon. So she looks at me and she goes, is that going to fit in the thing? Because it has wheels. Like, we don't allow wheels. And I was like, yes, bitch, I'll make it fit in the fucking thing. And I, like, was stepping on it. And I did get it in, but she was like, that's not good enough. You're going to have to pay $100. And I, like, cussed her out. Sorry.
Oh, no.
This was not my proudest moment. But also, hated her. She was such a bitch.
Yeah.
And then they were, you're not allowed on this flight, and we'll see if you're ever allowed on Frontier again. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to go kill myself now. And so...
You're not allowed on this flight. How'd you get home?
I still had to go back to Oregon, so I booked another flight. Like, it was on Delta. And it was...
Oh, wait, you were in Arizona. It was before you even went there.
No, this was in
there.
San Diego. And I was flying to Oregon. This is when I lived in San Diego.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You hadn't even gotten on the flight yet.
Yeah, no. And then I was just, like, hysterically crying, went back to my bathroom oasis.
Did
like, hell no. Oh. And so I booked another flight. It was, like, $200. And then I did experience a lot of peace on that Delta flight because I was, like, hysterically crying the entire day. And the flight attendant comes up to me. She's, like, this older lady. And she was like, are you okay? And I was like, honestly, no. Thank you so much for asking. And she was like, okay, like, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna get you there safely. And then I felt joy.
That'd work.
But that specific lady, I hate you. If I ever see you again, I'm gonna punch you in the face. And also, but wait, can I just finish this rant? Because when I was, like, on
how
my,
much
like...
How more is there
no,
to this
I
story?
Have, no, I have something to note about all of this.
Oh, okay.
So when I was, like, sitting there, like, hating my life, waiting for my next flight, I was, like, on, like... TikTok and Reddit, like, researching everything about, like, Frontier Airlines. They get paid on commission to charge you extra for bags at the gate. So they're gonna charge you whenever they can. Even if it's like, yes, this bag, like, does fit, they're gonna be like, well, it has wheels, so, like, you have to pay $100, and they get a commission. So that's just, like, a fucked up policy.
T. That probably explains... I remember there was a trend of carry-on bags that had removable wheels.
That does explain that. And I want one of those.
That actually, it seemed like slick, but it looks small. I don't know. I usually just carry a duffel bag. Like, duffel bags fit perfectly into that.
I have a backpack
thing.
That fit, like, because I figured out that, I actually think that the backpack that I stole from my mom that I always use now is, I think it fits more than that roller bag, but they don't question it because it's a backpack, right?
Yeah.
And they just are...
Have you seen those? Like, it's not a tote bag, but it's big like a tote bag. But the sides unzip, and then it folds out to be a giant garment bag.
That's
so you
fun.
Can put all your clothes in the garment bag part, and then the sides have pockets for, like, toiletries and stuff. And then all of that zips up and folds back together into a fully functional bag.
That
and then whatever space is left inside, you can just put whatever else you need.
That
How
sounds
amazing.
Perfect for you, but I literally am, like, an hour before my flight takes off, like, throwing stuff, like, from
it shows up to her gate 2 minutes before boarding starts.
I don't do that anymore because I've missed so many flights that now I'm scared.
That's crazy. I mean, I was just raised on we're getting there 3 hours early and you just have to, like, suck it up. Yeah, I'm the complete opposite. The first time I went to New York, it was my first time traveling by myself.
Yeah.
I packed a week's worth of outfits.
Okay.
Multiple different pairs of shoes.
You
multiple different
to
pairs
do
of
that.
Pants. Multiple different. I wore every single outfit. I had it all planned out.
Okay, as long as you wore them, then it's...
I did pay $100 there and back, though, for it being over 100 pounds.
I do have a theory about this that, like, I have a concept of a concept. I've never tried it because I can pack really light. But, what if instead of paying for a checked bag, you, like, shipped it there? Like, in a flat rate box.
That'd probably be so expensive.
No, I think it'd be cheaper. Because if you're paying $50 one way for a checked bag...
No, you're paying $100 one way for a checked bag that's overweight.
Definitely be cheaper to ship it.
I thought shipping was expensive as fuck. Especially
not in a flat rate
especially
box.
For heavy shit. Oh, you're saying, like, just put it in a flat rate box.
Yeah.
Not shipping the whole suitcase.
No, you don't ship your suitcase. Just, like, you just put your items in a box.
But, like, how are you going to time that?
Well, I thought that would only work if you, like, know if you're going to stay at someone's house versus, like, a hotel.
I think I was born to be an overpacker simply just because of toiletries.
I totally support
toiletries are the death of me. Toiletries when traveling.
I have something to say about this, too.
I have a lot of things to say about this.
Why do you need so many toiletries?
I have an 8-step skincare routine.
To put them in the little thingies.
They already are in little thingies. They're TSA
compliant. Why do you have an 8-step skincare routine? Because Diva, okay.
Yeah. Especially like an expensive retinol, I'm not gonna squirt it out of its original packaging into something smaller for it just to get stuck on the sides and then I can't use it. That shit's expensive.
Oh, so no, I wouldn't check that.
I'm gonna leave it in the original packaging.
I also have PTSD because I've had lines lose my bags before, so I don't want to check anything.
My skincare comes in my
carry-on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, and plus,
most, if not all, at least in my experience, skincare products are already in TSA compliant packages.
Okay.
Like they're less than the the fluid ounce.
Yeah, three ounces. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So I've never had an issue with that, but.
Can I tell you a story about that after this?
Sure, but can we just talk about traveling abroad for a second?
Oh, do you want to tell about how like it changed your life?
How it ruined my life, actually.
Oh, okay, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, anyways, I have beef with the London Heathrow Airport.
Okay.
And I'm sure this is all international airports, not sure.
I have beef with to all of them. Airports.
But London Heathrow, give it up. What are you doing? Literally, what are you doing? Have you flown into London Heathrow before?
I have, but I didn't experience demons there.
You didn't have to ride a trolley bus to get from one gate to another to be able to board your flight?
No.
I literally, when we were
at
London
Heathrow... But
I've
never had a layover there.
I had one.
Okay, so maybe that's
actually.
Oh, I did. No, but it was overnight, so we just booked a hotel and we're like divaing.
Lucky ass. No, like we... So, first of all, my bag gets flagged because they find liquids that aren't... that are outside of the plastic bag that I had put, that I thought I put all my liquids in.
I hate that about Europe, that they make you in a plastic bag. We've had
you see them. They're
they
in the bag. You see them. They're inside of the bag.
And they make you pay
like,
for the fucking plastic bag if you don't have one.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
I'm calling
no,
out.
No, because, like, why? Like, you're putting it through the scanner. What difference does it make that it's inside of one plastic bag versus just dispersed throughout the whole carry-on?
You have the CT scan thing.
Like, yeah.
Just figure it out.
What the fuck? No, and then my bag gets fucking flagged, and then I have to wait 30 fucking minutes for some... I'm sure these people go through a lot with their jobs and all that.
Like before I worked TSA, so...
Literally, but these people, it takes so long to be able to search through all the fucking bags that get flagged. And literally, there's not a single bag that doesn't get flagged. So, everyone's waiting. Everyone's waiting.
I don't know, I have TSA pre-check.
You're digging yourself an even bigger hole. Like, shut up.
Well, it's because I hate airports so-
Because you fly all the time. Like,
okay, public
you just have,
service
like,
announcement.
You just have, like, such, like, a big, like, a much more, like, broader frame of reference when it comes to, like, airports and stuff.
Public service announcement? Pay $100 for TSA pre-check, it'll change your life.
Anyways, so I need to finish telling my traumatic story. Anyways,
I'm waiting
for my bag to get checked. And my mom, my grandpa, my grandma, their bags are fine. God knows how. I don't know. Like, their bags are fine. But,
they just didn't like you.
Like, but I was wearing my bonnet and I had, like, slutty PJs on because I like to be comfy on my flights, you know?
They're homophobic.
Maybe, who knows? But no, no, but the TSA guy is checking my bag and he's just, so, like, how's your day going? And I was just like,
terrible.
How dare you fucking ask me that right now? I'm about to be late for my fucking flight because I have to get not only to the gate, but then get on a bus on time.
That's bus
gonna
demon.
That's gonna take me to the middle of a fucking... green belt, the middle of a field, so that my plane can take off. in the middle of nowhere. Like, what are we talking about? Like, why are you asking
me? Don't make conversation, check the bag.
Yeah, literally. And then, like, he took out, like, my skincare products that were outside of the plastic bag that were in my carry-on, and he put them in, like, a bomb detector machine. Like, honestly, if I was carrying a bomb, I would have made it go off right then and there. Like, I wouldn't have waited to get on the plane. I wouldn't have waited. So
you would have been like,
why,
this is the
why are you checking? Yes. That is the time.
TSA.
Yes, because there's people everywhere, and
Okay, don't listen to this, TSA.
Don't flag me.
We would never.
I love flying, but anyways.
I hate flying, but
I'm so pissed.
I love not hurting.
And then my mother was like, Jacob, we're going to be late for our flight. And
I'm trying
and
my
best. I looked at her, and I was like, and what am I supposed to do right now? Take my bag from them, put them in plastic bags, and then rescan it? No, they're going to fucking tackle me if I try to take it from them. Like, it was a mess. It was fine. Everything was fine. We didn't have to rebook anything, but it was insane. Insane. So, London Heathrow.
Fuck you.
Yeah. We're not welcome there anymore.
I have also it wasn't London Heathrow. It was like a fuck-ass airport in Germany. I think it was in Cologne, perhaps?
Cologne.
Okay, sorry.
Or however the fuck you say it. That definitely wasn't right. But they don't say the L. It's like, Cologne.
Whatever. I don't even care because your airport sucks. So me and my mom show up, both with our moms, and we were trying to just, it was another, like, European flight, which, like, I'm saying, like, yes, TSA pre-check. It obviously doesn't apply in Europe. That's only in America. So we just are, like, with everybody. And we don't have the clear, like, plastic Ziploc baggie that you have to have because we didn't know. And I think I just dumped all of my stuff out or put it in, like, literally a Safeway bag, like my cosmetics. But my mom, like, didn't do that and like, didn't know. And so I, like, get through security and I'm fine. But they were like, no, like, you have to find a plastic bag. And, like, they didn't have them to provide. And so they did, but they were charging a dollar or a pound or whatever. It was only cash and she didn't have that. She was like, y'all take Apple Pay? I don't know. Can I memo you? Like, and my mom was like suffering because she had to go through this entire line of people and just like basically beg for money. She was like, I'll Venmo you. Like, but I don't even think they have Venmo in Europe. But she was just like, I don't even care. Like, I can give you American dollars. But eventually she got somebody to like, give her a pound or whatever. Or it was a euro because it was Germany. And then she bought this, like, Ziploc baggie for a dollar.
But apparently you can only have one Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah. That was another deal.
You can only have one. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but, like, my skincare routine will not fit in one plastic baggie. I'm sorry.
Hers didn't either.
It's not going to.
Hers didn't either. So she was also facing that demon.
I get it. 9/11 happened. But, like, why are you making it harder for everybody else?
We're not, like, the problem. We just want to have skincare and makeup.
America is the problem.
But this was in Germany.
Oh, still. I get it, but also not really. So far attached from the tragedy itself. So why are you making this about 9/11? Anyways.
No. My other statement was I had TSA PreCheck. The reason that I bought TSA PreCheck is just because, like, I was so sick of the demons.
You hate
like,
airports, yeah.
I hate them, and, like, I had been flagged as, like, a potential threat. And like,
for what?
So many times. And I was like, what about me gives threat?
A
like,
white woman in America. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, all I'm trying to do is like exit this chat so I can go to the airport bar. Like, that's it. That's my only goal and my only thought. And then get on plane and find friend on the other side.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's it.
And so I just had experienced so many demons that I purchased TSA PreCheck, and it's $100 for 5 years. It was probably the best $100 I've ever spent. Because now...
Do they still check your bag, though?
Basically, it's a shorter line, so you just go to the TSA PreCheck line, and then you don't have to take your shoes off, and you just put all your stuff in the thing, and then you go through just a regular metal detector instead of invasive scannery, like, cancer thing. Yeah. Radiation thing, I should say.
Yeah.
And then... But I had to do, like, an interview. For that, like, they asked me like, what
for
were
TSA
for TSA PreCheck? I had to go to the airport and do an interview, and they were like, "What are like the last 10 countries you visited? Like, what are you a demon, basically?" And I was like, "I'm just a girl." So they trust you, basically, if you have TSA pre-check.
I would have been like, every question they asked. I plead the fifth, even though I
Why,
had
Why, though? You're trying to get them to like, determine that you're not a terrorist, which we're not, so it's not a problem.
I'm a terrorist, straight man.
Yeah, but not to airplanes.
We're going to stop there today.
Good night.